Let's get into this one, shall we? The National Crime Agency says the UK has a two-week period to protect itself from a major computer virus. Da-da-da! No, this is serious, Eddie. We're warned it could give hackers access to sensitive information, costing the country millions of pounds. You are advised to check your antivirus software and make sure it's up to date. Run scans to make sure all applications are running correctly. But what does that mean? How should we do it? Well, Phil Davies, BBC London 94.9's technology expert. Phil joins us now. Evening to you, Phil.
Evening, Eddie.
Thanks so much for talking to us. Now, look, this sounds pretty serious. Is it?
Well, in short, yes, it is. But then again, all viruses are quite serious, and malware as well, as it's also known. The only reason that this one has come to the forefront of people's attentions is because of what is at risk, that being your bank information and personal data. So, of course, this one is slightly serious because it means that potentially you could lose money from it.
Well, that makes it even more serious. So how does this particular virus actually get into your computer?
Well, viruses enter a computer in several different ways. Primarily, it's through emails. And this is where people need to start being a little more aware when they're reading emails and when they're opening emails. There are steps that you as a user can take to ensure that you are as protected as can be. Now, obviously, you mentioned before about having to update antivirus programs and all of those applications that we know protect us from the threat of infection. However, it's all well and good to update them, but a certain onus does fall on the user as well. So when you're looking at your emails, it's really, really important. Check every single email that comes in. Are you expecting an email from the user who sends you that email? And also as well, do you recognize that sender's address? A lot of the time people will open up emails, even if they don't recognize that sender. They'll just think, oh, I've got an email, let's have a look at this. And we wouldn't do this with day-to-day mail, would we? If we receive letters through the post, we'd instantly recognize it as junk, and therefore we'd just throw it out. Most of us don't even read it. The same kind of needs to be applied to emails as well.
Where's this thing come from? Is somebody sitting in sitting in a laboratory trying to work out how to hurt as many individuals and businesses as possible? How does this thing work? Who's created this thing?
Well, I'd love to say that it's as if it's something out of a movie where you've got some evil person sitting with a cat on their lap and stroking it with dark glasses on, and they're hacking away trying to create evil all around the world. It's probably not far dissimilar. There are people out there who are incredibly clever. It is important to point out that when it comes to hackers, that they are technically more able than probably people who work for some of the leading computer companies that we know. And they are that clever that they would know how to manipulate software and to ultimately make it cause harm to your machine. So it's probably more than likely a group of individuals who work on this. And I believe that we've been told that this particular threat comes from Russia and that part of Europe. However, I don't really sort of see there being particular way of pinpointing, shall we say, the exact place that it does come from. I think what's more important is knowing how to protect yourself.
No, absolutely. But I'm also interested in, you know, there are a number of viruses that you and I have talked about before. But why has this one seems to have been one that, you know, everybody is doing their best to make sure everybody is aware of? Why has this one got so much attention?
This one has got more attention quite simply because of what it goes after. This virus is designed, this malware is designed to attack your computer, to scour for sensitive information. Now, the most sensitive information of all that it is on the lookout for is bank information. And subsequently, it means that these particular hackers can therefore use that information to their advantage and actually empty out bank accounts. Now, that's what's most threatening about this particular virus, and that is why this one has probably come to the surface more so than others. But it's quite important to stress that viruses go on all the time, but this one in particular, as I say, because of what it goes after.
You got my attention, Phil, and I imagine you got London's attention. What should we do now?
Okay, a couple of things that you want to be doing. You want to make sure that your operating system is up to date. Now, this is a fairly easy process. 90% of the time it's automated, but don't take that for granted. What you want to be doing is you want to search your computer for a process called Windows Update. Now, this is obviously applies to PC users. Mac users, it's slightly different. Macs very scarcely get intimidated by viruses and malware. It's not normally programmed for that. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be equally as savvy on a Mac and keep a lookout for what you recognize and what you don't, but Windows is more at threat than Mac is. So you want to look for Windows Update, follow the instructions there. You also want to make sure that your antivirus, your anti-malware, and backup is in place. Very, very important. Above everything else, make sure you back up your information. Various ways you can do that, whether it be through a cloud system, whether it be through a flash drive, whatever you do, just make sure that your information is copied and protected and kept away from the computer, just in case the worst does happen. So the other thing that you could do as well is just become a little more aware when you're reading emails. When you're looking at the emails, you don't have to open any attachments. In fact, I'd urge you, please don't open any attachments that you're not expecting. Have a look and see, do you recognize the wording, the subject? Is it written in such a way that that sender would normally word a subject to you? Also, the body of the message, would that sender say hi or would they say dear? Would they say regards at the end of the email? Would they say love? It's all in the wording of the email. That's a massive giveaway. The other thing as well is with emails. Viruses, most of the time, are sent in what's called zip files. So you want to look at the attachment, not by opening it, but in the email. Check the name of it. Does the end of that email say .zip, Z-I-P? If it does, it means it's a compressed file. Most viruses live within compressed files. But don't be fooled. It doesn't mean to say that just because someone sent you a zip file means that automatically that's going to be a virus. Just means you want to be a little more aware. And I'd probably say more importantly of all, if you are unsure about an attachment that's been sent to you, just send a new email to that sender. Don't reply. That's quite important because that could too open up communications between you as a user, your computer, and the hackers. So you want to send a new email to the sender, just double check and say, sorry, did you mean to send this to me? Or even better still, call them.
Done a good job and I appreciate it. Just before you go, Phil, is there somewhere that people can get an email address that somewhere can follow through with some of these things? Is there any help that's being offered on an official site somewhere?
There are various websites available, and obviously sort of to go and list them would mean that I'd be here for a while, but I suppose the best one to go to would be Get Safe Online. If you do a search for Get Safe Online, it's a UK-based internet awareness group. They're probably your best bet. And best of all, they also put all of the instructions there in writing, and more importantly, in plain English as well.
Thank you very much. You've done a great job and I appreciate your help very much. Phil Day, BBC London 94.9's technology expert, just marking your card around about 13 days to go before this thing apparently becomes live. Just to protect yourself.